Welcome to the deep dive. We're going to jump right into the source material you've shared, pulling out the key insights for you.
That's right.
Today, we're looking at the 2025 BT Awards, specifically Doechii's win there.
And maybe even more importantly, the acceptance speech she gave. It was quite something.
Yeah, so our mission here is really to unpack what your sources say about both her artistic achievement and the pretty significant social and political points she made.
Exactly. We're sticking strictly to the details provided in these articles and notes you sent over.
Okay, great. So let's start with the award itself. The material highlights Doechii winning Best Female Hip-Hop Artist.
At the 2025 BET Awards, yeah. And the sources mentioned the location too, the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles.
And this win, it's framed as a really big moment for her career, right?
Definitely. The sources link it directly to her debut album, Alligator Bites Never Heal, which had recently come out.
Okay, and the album itself. The notes have some specifics.
They do. It's quite a project, 19 tracks.
19, wow.
Yeah. And they list some specific song titles. Stankapoo, Bullfrog, Catfish, Wait, and Fireflies.
Interesting titles.
Mm-hmm. And the sources actually praise the album. They talk about its like experimental production and how it blends different genres.
Yep.
Kind of points to her unique style.
Gotcha. Now, this is where the context the sources provide gets really crucial. While this award celebration is happening inside,
right,
the situation outside the theater is described as, well, tense.
Very tense.
Hmm.
The sources state there were ongoing protests in LA right then.
Protests? About what?
We'll get to the cause in a moment, but the sources explicitly mention the National Guard had actually been deployed in response.
Yeah.
So that's the backdrop.
Okay, wow. So a major award went inside, but this charged atmosphere, protests, military presence right outside the doors.
Exactly. It sets quite a stage for her acceptance speech.
And it sounds like she didn't ignore it. The sources quote her starting the speech saying something like, "As much as I am honored by this award."
Yeah, but then she immediately pivots.
Right. I do want to address what's happening right now outside of the building.
And then she adds, there are ruthless attacks that are creating fear and chaos in our communities in the name of law and order.
That phrase, in the name of law and order, really lands differently when you know the National Guard context from the sources.
It does. And she gets even more specific, criticizing the government action. The sources have her saying, quote, "Trump is using military forces to stop a protest."
That's incredibly direct, especially on that kind of national platform.
Absolutely. And then she posed this question directly to the audience, which the sources captured.
What was the question?
She asked, "And I want you all to consider what kind of government it appears to be when every time we exercise our democratic right to protest, the military is deployed against us. What type of government is that?"
Mm. That's powerful. Just leaving that hanging there for the audience.
Right. And the sources give the background for those protests she mentioned.
Okay, yeah. What were they about?
They were apparently a response to immigration raids that had happened in L.A. over that weekend.
Ah, okay.
And these protests, according to the sources, were significant enough that they'd actually shut down the 101 freeway earlier that day.
So not a small thing. This was actively disrupting the city.
Seems so. And Doechii, in her speech, didn't just critique the response, she also talked about the impact of the raids. The sources quote her, "People are being swept up and torn from their families."
So she's connecting the policy, the response, and the human cost.
Exactly. And then she kind of frames her role as an artist in that moment. The source material says she explicitly stated she wanted to use her platform to speak up for all oppressed people.
Did the sources list who she meant specifically?
Yes, they did. She named several groups.
Yeah.
For Black people, for Latino people, for trans people, for the people in Gaza.
Wow, a broad coalition there.
And then she finished that thought with a call for unity, basically. The sources have her saying, "We all deserve to live in hope and not in fear, and I hope we stand together, my brothers and my sisters, against hate, and we protest against it."
And how did that go over in the room? The sources mentioned the reaction.
Yeah, it was met with applause. So a positive reception inside the theater.
Okay. And was this like an isolated moment in the show or?
Good question. The sources actually mentioned her remarks were just one of several instances during that year's BET Awards where artists touched on political or social issues.
Interesting. So maybe a broader theme that night?
Seems possible. Based on the notes.
Yeah.
And just for completeness, the sources also mentioned Kevin Hart was the host that year. And it was the show's 25th anniversary.
Got it. So wrapping this up, when we look at everything in these sources, what's the big picture takeaway?
Well, I think it really highlights this stark intersection, You know, you have an artist hitting this huge career milestone.
Best female hip-hop artist, yeah.
But instead of just, like, basking in it, she uses that spotlight immediately to confront these really serious, real-time political and social events happening literally right outside the building.
It really drives home how these big cultural events, like the BET Awards and the artists involved, can become platforms for more than just entertainment.
Or activism for commentary, yeah.
Yeah.
Bringing urgent, real-world issues into that space. It wasn't just about the music or the award at that moment.
It shows the potential power artists feel they have, or maybe the responsibility they feel in moments like that.
Right.
And thinking about that question she posed, drawn straight from the source material, what kind of government it appears to be when every time we exercise our democratic right to protest, the military is deployed against us.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves you, the listener, with something to consider based purely on what's in these sources. What does that kind of response potentially signify about the relationship between a government and its people's right to protest?
And maybe, what responsibility does anyone, artist or otherwise, have when faced with situations like the one described in the sources? It's definitely something to think about.